Welcome to Pod Radio.
Welcome to Pod Radio.
We are recording this live for our pod kids over at jimandsab.com. Ay, di pala. Sorry, this is open for everyone.
Open for everyone. We have 78 attendees.
Yes.
Cool. Kasha sa Big Fuzz yun.
Kasha ba?
Hindi.
Uy, kasha na ngayon.
So, just so everyone knows, if you're listening to the pod, we're doing this live. And later, just like any radio show, magchichikahan kami. And then later, we can have people send in their questions.
That's the agenda for today.
Yeah. So, do we... Pwede bang ano? Magwala lang tayo?
Sige. Pwede. Ayusin ko lang yung layout. What since, we can see. Okay.
Since Valentine's.
Live pod love radio.
Mm-hmm. So since it's Valentine's, mm-hmm. I want to bring up this Instagram that I don't know why. Very helpful information.
Okay.
But annoys the bejesus out of me.
Okay, what is it?
It's called, I don't know, pwedeng taas kamay dito yung mga who knows this or napunta na sa feed nyo. Jason and Lauren Pack.
Sila ba yung husband and wife?
Na fitness?
Ay, hindi.
So like fitness, workout couple.
Workout couple? Siyempre si AV alam yan.
Hindi. So, okay lahat ng information.
Okay.
But for some reason...
I'm curious now. I want to see them.
But for some reason... As in, gusto kong...
Don't say anything you will regret. Are they the old Korean couple?
No.
I love that couple.
It's an Asian dude and a white girl.
Okay.
The guy talks like this. Okay. Anytime you want your knees to be inside. Ganun. Ganun.
We're using this as a snippet.
Unnecessarily, like, okay, if you want strong knees, you gotta use the laterals over. But you're not.
You gotta
the editing. Because even the girl kind of is psycho eyes.
What?
Like, not psycho eyes, psycho face.
Okay.
Para siyang psycho killer.
Okay, calling a girl psycho? It's 2024.
Not that psycho. Not that psycho. It's like, parang.
Big eyes.
Parang it. Not even it's
it,
not
like the clown.
It's not about the eyes. It's the persona. It's like we're gonna get some lunges.
Maybe you can play it here.
I'll play it. So it's Jason and Laura. And again, I'm not mad at them.
You gotta understand, Jim. Can I explain while you're looking them up?
Grabe talaga yung hindi na ako sanay sa ganitong energy na. Parang relax. Parang ganun.
Ganun kasi yung algorithm ng Instagram.
Pero hindi ako galit sa kanila ha. Like,
it's nothing
just,
personal. Okay,
nothing
got
personal.
It.
It's just like, parang shut up with the energy. Parang ganun.
That's what you need though. That's what makes you, I feel like people are, sige, go.
Interesting gym hacks for you to level up your workouts. Instead of struggling to take off the plates after deadlifting or hip thrusting, just try sliding a 5-pound plate underneath the first plate, roll it over.
It's very helpful though.
Helpful information.
Slide your weight off easily.
There's voice like that.
Maybe he's just American.
No.
You know what I think?
It's a psycho killer.
Stop saying psycho killer.
Thinking that it happened overnight.
Wala, Jim. Sorry. If you can't find it really quickly.
There's a big difference between glutes that just show versus glutes that show and go. There are whole accounts out there dedicated to helping you grow your glutes with moves that are light in weight, aren't functional, and are just trying to provide a glute pump. But when you only train your glutes
What's wrong with that?
I guess yung issue ko is... I think your issue ko lang is like, it's just, just chill.
No, you know what it is, Jim?
It's fake. It seems fake.
But that's because they don't have, I think a lot of content creators don't have a choice because of people just doom scrolling and just sobrang you have to catch their attention.
That's true.
Kaya minsan it's like,
boom.
Mga talaga mga, What do you do?
Yeah.
How to wash your sink using lemon and vinegar. Relax. But then it's like it made me keep watching.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
But also sometimes like you get so scared that you just scroll away.
Bear, that's why nga, actually I did notice, huh? I deleted Instagram for like 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. And getting off the reels. Mm-hmm. Just made me ill. I think it made me a happier person.
The reels?
Parang the reels talaga is what drives me crazy. You know, you're, where you're walking and you're like fucking... Parang nandiri ako one time like walking down the stairs. Like I was just like, reels. Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's parang, and then you got, yun nga, I guess. And again, no offense to this lovely couple. It's just like...
I get it. And it's pretty funny how we just a few years ago were like, I mean, TikTok na yan. And then it's happening to us. We're like short form.
But is TikTok ba word? Is it the same exact? Is it exactly the same as IG Reels?
I guess it depends on
your feed.
FYP. Do you know what FYP means?
Someone told me this.
Wow.
Grabbing podcast muna. Lagi nasa FYP ko.
What does it say? What does it mean?
For your page?
Yes, for you for you page.
I guess.
For you page.
Pangit naman nun, for you page. Kasi ano
it's
siya,
for you.
Chinese.
Hindi, it's for you, like for you. It's it's your for you page.
Ang mali.
Sorry. Okay, next. There is this thing called Filipino TikTok vloggers, parang yung accent, which I saw it on pinost ni nag-post si Kabalastagan ata ng parody of the TikTok accent. Apparently, yun yung ginagawa ngayon ng yung algorithm, yung parang, hi, ganyan-ganyan. It's yung, ayan, Cherise Salomon was the one who did the parody. Parang their version of keeping the person engaged and watching is like a run-on sentence. Which is like, tapos, kumuha ako ng ganito. Tapos, ito nga pala yung ano ko. Tapos, ito yung pala, blah, 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 pala. Ito pala yung ganyan ko. So, it's like never ending. So, you have to keep watching because it always just sounds like, oh, it's just a by the way. Gets?
Yeah, pero alam mo yung isang...
I didn't deliver it as well as Miss Cherise Salomon. But...
Alam mo yung isang pang panggago dun sa Instagram ngayon?
Ano?
Yung, oh, this is what you... may magko-comment, let's say, oh, this is the reason why your glutes hurt. Mm. See more.
Okay lang yun. What I don't like
bakit
is, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, why do they want see more? Bakit? And then wala namang
daman. Because, so, here it is. As someone who watches a lot of reels, when you click the caption kasi, it keeps the video running in the background so they get more plays. Therefore, the algorithm thinks it's so engaging that you're watching it lang.
Ah.
Galing, no?
Gabi, tang ina talaga tong ano, Zucker fuck.
Pero alam mo yung sobrang aliw na aliw ako na napansin ko lang yesterday was food short-formers. I was gonna say vloggers, TikTokers, but food. What they do is the finished product na is yung nasa start. Tapos they'll do the whole process and then cut it right before the finished product. So it looks like it's on a loop. I'll post it on our bit.ly/podkids after party. It's nakaka... It blows my mind. And I've seen, Jim, yung Apple Vision Pro.
Oo, nga.
Medyo scary.
It's starting na. People are like walking around wearing them.
And nakikita ko yung actual real-life demo. So you can... Kumbaga, you can screen capture what you're seeing as you're wearing the Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah.
As in, your kids are playing and then...
Tapos, nagkakaroon nga ng ano eh, para hindi ka ma-accident, magkakaroon ng parang version, like AI version of what your surroundings.
That's so scary.
So weird.
Error.
Pero ako talaga, can I just... This is my one, if there's one declarative statement of this pod.
Okay. you're not speaking for both of us, are you?
I have no anger towards other people.
Okay.
But if given the opportunity, I would probably punch.
Sounds like you were going to say suck. Sucker punch.
I was gonna say spit. Punch Zucker fuck in the face.
Luke says, Jim Bacaro, tinawag na Zucker fuck si Mark Zuckerberg.
I really would.
That guy, he is the psycho killer.
He's the fucking psycho killer. So if you guys have seen...
Have you seen that picture of him surfing with all that sunblock?
Yeah. Have you seen... ano tag dito? Terminator 2.
Zucker punch.
So sa Terminator 2, basta, you have to watch it. But that's Zucker fuck.
So apparently he's building an underground thing.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Scary. That's for another podcast. Yeah. Okay, so
okay,
we're talking about...
May mga ibang
we're
ano.
Putting the spotlight on love for today's okay. episode. Okay. Yes.
Okay, may nagtanong, what's a good Valentine's gift na mura? Kape. Kape-kape ba yung linya?
We do have beans for sale. Just go to Putty Rock Studio. You can also book a table at Big Fuzz.
Yeah. Ah,
yan. Ah, diba? Ah, we have some reservations already for Feb 14.
Nagbenta lang. Here's my tip.
Ano? Can you move your phone away? I think I'm hearing some static. Do you hear it?
I don't hear it.
Okay. Okay, go.
Again, I have ano na, I give Sab flowers na. Yeah, I do.
You do.
I do.
Yeah, you do nga. So that's something I wanna kukwento ko mamaya yan.
Parang mas cute siguro ang plants. For Valentine's gift.
I guess it depends on the person. So gusto ko lang i-share. Okay, so I think for most of my relationship with Jim, I was trying to be that cool chick na parang, okay lang, no, don't get me flowers, blah, blah. And then like, for some reason, I just would feel a little... So he would listen to me and not get me flowers. Because I'm like, it's not a big deal. Like, no, whatever, you know. But then I would feel some sort of... anong tawag dun? Like parang kulang. When it's Valentine's Day and then I don't get flowers. And then, oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional now. But I did tie it down to my childhood when my dad never missed out on giving us flowers on Valentine's Day. Oh no, I need tissue. Thank you, tissue. So yun pala siya. So my dad would give my mom and then each of us daughters a rose. Mm. So my mom would get a bouquet and then, woo! So, there. Aww. And that's why parang it depends siguro even if you try to pretend. Labo. But then it's nice kasi parang practicality-wise. Labo. Practicality-wise. It's like, and logically, it's like, no, I don't want flowers. But then, I don't know. My dad set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jim gets me flowers because, you know, it makes me happy. Mm. Ayun na nga.
Yeah.
Labo. Wala pang 10 minutes yung podcast na. 15 minutes naman na.
Yeah, anyway, I think, ano, maganda yung point ni Sab nga na the best...
It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah. Ang ganda. That's
if it makes her or him happy.
Yeah. Na parang... Ako rin personally, like, nakakatawa nga, thank you for reminding me about that, huh? Kasi I
nag-order ka naman flowers, shout out.
I forgot about that because, yun nga, for the longest time, I would agree with you eh. Sab would say like, I don't like flowers.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, mamatay yun eh. Like,
yeah.
Diba? Parang, buy a fucking power bank.
Yeah, and it took me a long time. It took me years to figure out like, why am I affected? No, walang flowers. Kasi nabi ko naman na ayoko. And then like, it's so funny how our childhood really determines a lot of the things that we feel as we're grown ups.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun.
Yeah. So parang, ano nga eh, parang, why, I would say parang, why buy flowers? Like, bili ka ng power bank o essential oils o...
Speaking of flowers...
Water dispenser.
So annoying. Eh, hindi nga eh. Speaking of flowers, did you hear anything about the Grammys?
I saw some
did
stuff.
Did you see Miley Cyrus?
I know.
So she's singing, I know, I can buy myself flowers. And then she's like, why are you acting like you don't know this song?
Sinabihan niya in while singing?
While singing. She was actually giving like a really like good performance. And then she was like, why are you acting like you don't know this song? Then I think everyone was just like... And then see Jay-Z.
Oh, my. He did it in in the show.
As he was accepting, I just saw clips. He was on stage for some reason. I don't know if he won an award. Taylor Swift won.
Yeah.
Album of the Year.
Mm.
And then Jay-Z said something. He said, see, Beyonce, though, has the most Grammys, but she's never won Album of the Year.
Wow.
She should have won that. She should have won for Beyonce. The Beyonce album. That was incredible. But anyway, sino ba yung nanalo over that? I don't remember. But si Taylor Swift naman, medyo, I'm like, ah, how dare she? When she accepted the award from Celine Dion, she completely ignored Celine Dion. Like, she just got it. And then like, and everyone in the comments, parang, what? But then, you know, I guess she was very excited. And then apparently, they took pictures backstage. I don't know. But I think just watching that part, I was very like, Celine. Wala lang.
Wow. Inaway mo si TS?
No, I'm just saying like, my gosh, I did not expect that. Because she's very good at marketing and being... Oh no, Swifties, don't come for me. Okay, let's move on. We're talking about love.
Ano pa nangyari sa Grammys? Jay-Z.
Ayan, sorry, she has a flight to Tokyo. Okay. Kaya hindi niya pinansin si Celine. Okay, no, na dyan. She's like, okay na Celine. Sige, may flight akong pa Tokyo. Charot. Joke lang, alam kong, you know, sometimes we do stupid things. Did I call what she did stupid? Oh my God, I'm so scared. Charot. Okay. So Jim, kung wala akong water dispenser ngayong Valentine's, hindi ko na lang alam ha.
You know what? Ano?
So what is it?
I can't believe na we have come to a point na we have developed chips for the brain with Neuralink, right?
Pero
wala pa rin tayong water dispenser na portable.
It's called a tumbler.
Na portable.
It's called a tumbler. You dispense it in your mouth.
Like, parang I can't believe wala pa rin tayong like technology like water pods. Like, kwanin, like let's say it's a stand. Kwanin, no. Let's say you have you have this tumbler, right? Kwanin, you have a tumbler and then you have pods. Lalagyan mo ng pod, magaan yung pod, pipindutin mo yung thing. Magkakaroon ka ng
parang
one liter of water. Oh, cold, ice cold water.
Well, you know what, Jim? I can't believe we have brain chips and water still isn't free. Boom! Drinkable water isn't free. Boom! Am I better than everyone?
That's true.
Am I making sense? Anyway.
That's true.
Move down.
So when are we gonna do the, are we gonna take callers now, Avi?
You can raise your hand if you have any love questions, and then...
We have a question here. So this is a love-ish question. How do you deal with a boyfriend that has ADHD? He usually forgets things. Like, example, I said, I wanted flowers for Valentine's, but he forgets about stuff like that. Gets ba, but I'm sure you guys get the ADHD part, so help.
You should answer this, Jim.
Communities have... Especially since, at first it wasn't that challenging, but imagine we work together in everything. Literally, everything. And
aren't we so lucky?
And I need her most of the time, like to make big decisions or whatever. And because she has ADHD, I always have to adjust to her, and her time and her, like, her energy. And I before and until now.
You're not always grabby.
Until now, I take it. I still take it personally sometimes. Like let's say
you try not to.
Because it's very easy, ha, to let's say my ADHD yung partner mo. It's very easy to see it as. Grabe, walang time for me, walang focus sa akin, walang effort to listen to me. But what helped the most was Sab explaining to me. Because constantly, as in regularly making kwento what it's like. And it can be in the form of like, she shares reels with me. She talks to me about her, you know, her struggles. And the same with me to her. Na nung una, I would assume na she knows what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. She knows how na when you have anxiety, it's pretty much like a machine gun in your head. Na thought one, thought two, negative, like, negative.
Yeah.
And me, I always assume that Sab understands that.
Yeah.
But the more I talk to her about it, the more she has more empathy for me.
Oh, yeah.
So,
because it's very, like you said, it's very easy to take it personally.
Yeah.
Na parang, ah, batang nega nito sa akin. Ba't ganito naman sa akin to? But then I try to see it from his point of view na, oh no, he's really like getting into his head. And then I just kind of like, you know, emotional regulation helps. Emotional regulation happens when there's physical touch. So you kind of just hold the arm, hold the hand, give a hug, and then like, and then don't say na parang okay lang yan, you know, and just kind of just be there. But for ADHD, I think it helps when I told Jim na, you know what, please ah, send ka lang sa akin ng like mga reminders. And send it to me on the phone so I don't, kasi when he says it in real life, it stresses me out. Because I feel like it's, oh no, like do I have to answer all of this right now because there's so many things. But then when he sends it on Telegram, like as a list. And then it's so sweet, but he's like, Sabi, for today, please. And then there's a smiley face. And then there's just a list of like random stuff that he needs my help with, or he's reminding me.
Gabi, I just remember, sorry, like, yeah. Like I just remember nung, labo. I remember nung, nung the start of the pandemic, like Sab and I were, again, it was like, not, parang, We work together in everything, mm-hmm. pero parang nag times 1 million because like in the pandemic, ang daming like right like, yung Patron, yung Paddy Rock, and all these things basically. So we were like not just working together; we were physically together pa every day, right? So it was, it really maabot sa point talaga na kani magkatabi kami, and I'd say like, Sab, yung ano pala yung kani like. Nagawa mo to?
I would get so defensive.
She would get angry.
Like, ano, wala akong ginagawa?
And then I'd get angry kasi parang, what? Can't I? Ano ba? Parang, don't you?
It's with this face kasi. Look at that face. Nagawa mo yung ano? And it's like really like his inquiring face. It's not even like, it's not
angry.
Yeah,
and then the thing is, I try my best, ha? Even when I say like, it's just like what now? Like I'm being a bitch. I don't know why. I'm just being bitchy. anyway, I think that's our advice. And yung nagfo-follow up siya asking like bakit parang it feels like he's not getting better. Bakit parang sadya yung ano yung nakalimutan niya. Here's my number one tip. I think first look at nag-improve ba yung partner mo? Is the person trying to get better? Kasi that helps me with Sab. Like I see that she tries. Like and then last,
I don't want ADHD to define me.
Yeah, and she continues to learn
and to use it as an excuse. I don't want to.
She studies it. She you know. And then I guess one last is. Stop the expectations na of roles. Mm-hmm. Parang know na, okay, you can't expect this person to. Like, kwari, kami. When we had our wedding, I don't know why, parang si Sab ang naging project manager. Hindi naman yun yung strength niya, right? We could have worked together properly na, hey, I'll take care of timelines and costing and Sab is the creative, right? we didn't do that.
Hey, I got things done.
Yeah. So
miraculously.
Parang yun, parang let go of expectations na ano bang roles and whether it's ADHD or whatever. So parang ako yun yung, if there's one thing you can take away from this pod is fuck Zuck.
I just want to give advice. Nakakatawa. That should be my new content now, mga. Have ADHD? Send this to your partner. What you should do. La-la-la-la-la. Shut up.
That would work.
Anyway.
Do you have ADHD?
Do you have ADHD? Listen to this. See more. Shut up. So what you can do is communicate why. Because for me, what worked was communicating to Jim why the flowers meant so much to me. How it makes me feel. So when I said, because it never clicked for you. It's like, well, it's flowers, right? But for me, when I was able to find out why, and you should maybe also find out why do the flowers mean a lot to you? How does it make you feel? Because if you're able to communicate that to your partner, then it would stick more. Lalo na people with ADHD, for some reason, I feel like it's a universal thing, but we're very allergic to BS kasi. So for us, it's like, Solution, blah, 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 blah.
Ganun ba?
Excuse me, what? Are you mansplaining ADHD to me?
Kasi di ba parang you're always like, okay, parang solution agad. Parang wait lang.
No. Can you stop? I'm trying to make a point.
Pero di ba yun yung issue?
Okay, fine. Anyway, let's move past this.
Kasi di ba you're annoyed at me? Kasi I'm the one who's always like, okay, tara, let's fix.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm explaining it wrong. Is that what you're trying to say?
Okay.
Wait, sorry. What was I trying to say? Ayan, so explain mo why it means a lot to you. And then also, try to, instead of mag-pinpoint ka lang na all you can see is he's not getting me flowers. He's gonna forget it. All you can see is that. Why? There's a reason why you're with this boyfriend. There's a reason why. Because he probably makes you feel loved in other ways. So maybe try to zoom out and then see that as you're trying to get through this. Kasi if yun lang yung nakikita mo, syempre mainis ka talaga, diba? So, ayun lang. Okay.
We have another...
Another love question.
Hi, Pod Parents. I'm currently the gym to Pam. Where I'm attracted and attached to a coworker who's in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We've been really good friends for almost a year now, and I wanted to get your thoughts on how to move on.
Ooh.
How to move on sulot or how to move on let go?
Let go. I think yun yung gusto niya.
Let's wait for the answer. Kung let go ba o sulot?
I think it's sulot. Move on nga eh. Alam nga naman, paano siya sulutin? I don't think that's the question.
So ano, I can still remember yesterday.
Before I let you go ba yan?
We were so in love in a
That's very tricky.
Way.
I feel like I would never
Pwede ba daw both?
Want that to happen to me. Parang both. Let go tsaka ano?
Nee, basically, ano yung style para manulot?
No, we're not gonna teach that. Pero Jim, go masterclass. Nee, kasi
If Roy yung boyfriend, then I think may permission to sulut.
No.
What is a mentality pa ganyan if yun nga, if someone's taken?
I feel like I think someone's relationship is ang hirap eh kasi parang who are you to say hindi maganda yung relationship niya, 'di ba? Unless ano, nagre-reklamo sa'yo, ganyan.
Sige, wag na yun.
Shoulder to cry on, gaganon.
Pero move on. Like, how do you move on nga from some...
I think you've got to set boundaries.
Yun yung mali ni Jim, eh.
Natatanggal yung ano ko.
Yun yung mali ni Jim, di ba?
Yeah, yun yung Jim like, from the office.
Yeah, he was setting himself up for heartbreak. So, I think that's our advice.
Asa rin ako kay Jim, kasi parang, anong gusto mo, ano? It's papaano, pa-sad boy ka, ano? Set boundaries, edi kung nafe-feel mo na nagwa-fall ka, edi layo ka, gago ka pala eh. Joke lang, not you, pod kid. Pero yeah, set boundaries. Meaning like, huwag ka nang mag-send ng meme outside of work stuff. Huwag ka nang mag-reply kung may sinend siyang nakakatawa. I-thumbs up mo. I don't know. Like, or even like, don't reply and then kung tanongin ka niya, parang, I probably like was half asleep when I got it. I'm sorry. Like, don't, if she asks you for coffee outside of work, maybe like,
sabi mo, just say, sabi mo, putangin na, kumuha na sarili mong kape.
Sabi mo, ano, may boyfriend ka?
Lalo. No, may boyfriend ka, di ba? Kainis. Pabili mo ng kape.
Wait, asa na?
Another by the way, reminder, there are people asking, can we ask through audio? So yes. Again, the point of pod radio is you can call, so you just unmute. Or unmute Beth Amama. Or you
raise your hand.
Raise your hand pala, and then AV.
Our host
will message you. But we have a question here. I have a complex one. I have a TS Era's ticket in July with a girl I've been a bangers with for forever. How to move on from that when she just got a new boyfriend abroad?
Mang hassle! Ikaw bumili ng tickets?
You bought the tickets for her? Van?
Hi.
Oh, there
Hi.
You go.
Hey, Caravan.
Hey, Caravan. So,
Hi.
Yes. So you bought the tickets for her?
She bought the tickets. I paid for them.
Both?
Both.
Why?
Because akala ko yun na yun eh. Na parang it would have been... That's the moment eh. Ginawa niya akong Swiftie eh, dudes. Like, I mean, I know earlier on in the show... Medyo my TS hate, pero...
Oh, excuse me. There were. There was no
there was,
TS.
And there was.
Slight. And then it's gone.
Yeah. Hello, Caravan. Alam mo, ang dami naghahanap ng Taylor Swift tickets sa PodKid community. So you know what? Ibenta mo na yan.
Kala ko naman magdala ka ng iba.
Enge.
Eh, nasa kanya yung tickets eh. Like, it's in her name. It's in all of that. And then, bigla na lang... I found out in December na very abruptly, may jowa na siya.
Oh my gosh, how do you even ask for a refund, no? Parang, may boyfriend ka na, ano bayaran mo?
I think you can. Can't you do that, Caravan?
How do you feel about doing that?
I so still want to watch it.
Then get her ticket back.
It's in her name, though, so it's not transferable.
It's in her name. It's not transferable. I have to watch with her.
Hassle,
gago.
Oh, make her pee. Lagay ka ng interest.
How does it not get awkward? Kasi para siyang ano, Jim, baka maging ano siya, anong tawag doon? Yung Wolfgang thing.
Ah, oo nga.
Na parang, may boyfriend ka na. O, bayaran mo yung ticket mo.
Alam mo yung Wolfgang thing?
Of course I know the Wolfgang thing.
Okay. You know what, Caravan? Alam mo, Caravan?
Yes. Kasi ininom ko na to.
Alam mo, ginusto mo to. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be tough love here. Bakit mo kasi binili yung tickets? Tapos sinabi mo ba na gusto mo siya?
Hindi, Sam. Yeah. That's
sinabi mo.
Sinabi mo.
I mean, okay. Sinabi ko naman na, ano, you know, this means so much to me to cross the world for you. Because she's based in Europe now.
Okay.
LDR friendship siya na sobrang lalim. Na parang, if you wanna over-contextualize it, it became a trauma bond over the pandemic.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift was so central to that friendship.
Okay. So,
and that's so hard to remove from the equation na parang, oh, ito, nag-break na ako with the jowa na inaabangers ko. And then, if you're reducing it further, she's the one who made me a Swiftie, man. And I wanted to do it good and right. And voila. This is what happened when you tried to do it good and right.
Did you? Because, first of all, you called yourself an abanger, which is kind of a douchey thing.
Douchey thing, yes. But I stayed friends.
Tough love, Caravan. So I'm
friends.
Kidding.
I alam mo yan, yung tipong stay in your life, but keep those feelings, to yourself.
Okay.
And then the opportunity presents itself na parang, okay, let's buy tickets. Let's go. I'm single now. We're both single.
Wait, she said that?
Yeah.
She said, oh wait, she actually said, I'm single now. We can watch together. Did she say that?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Wait. So yeah, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, baka naman friendzonan na.
Kasi medyo nagpipitch.
How do you friendzone someone who's willing to cross?
Well, you're a friend. I'm sorry, but if I have a friend.
Do you guys have friends that cross continents for you?
Well, I could have a friend.
For your concerts?
I could have a friend. Yeah. I mean, if we were like best friends who bonded over the pandemic.
Kaya nga ang question is, the thing is, what would change is like, hey, I'm into you. Can I imagine a loss ako? Nagkaroon ng ganon? Like, hey, I like you more than a friend,
yes.
Whatever.
Okay.
So she knows. Prior to the ticket purchase.
Prior to. And then, nung nalaman ko, may jowa na siya ulit.
How did you find out na may
boyfriend
siya?
Did she tell you?
She told me very nonchalantly na parang, I have a new man.
You know what? Okay, wait lang. Before, I'm sorry na we went towards giving the girl the benefit of doubt kaagad. I just wanted to say, your feelings are real, and it's very valid to feel certain.
I'm here for tough love.
Things. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. But I just wanted to say, of course, it's like you've had maybe you were thinking of a romantic trip. Of course, you're gonna watch Taylor Swift together. You're gonna sing into each other's. I was gonna say eyes, labo. You're gonna eventually hold hands. There's this whole thing that you've built up in your head, and then biglang she just
delulu, delulu to be sure.
You said it. And yeah, that kind of sucks. What did you say nung sinabi niya na I've got a new man?
I went to a bar and I drank a lot.
But what did you tell her?
This is what happened. This is the process. I went to a bar in Makati, drank a lot, had a lot of off-menu stuff.
Oh, Big Fuzzer. Okay.
Big Fuzzer.
And then,
nag-IG stories ako buong gabi with a gay friend who really was like, no, Caravan, you know, it's okay. You didn't have to find out this way, and drinking will not solve your problems, but get this out of your system. Tapos nag-reply siya sa IG ko, you okay?
Wait. How did you find out? In what way? Like, just when she told you?
When she told me the next day, I went to the bar, drank it out, and then biglang, are you okay? I'm like, of course not.
What did you tell her?
You just
you
told
her?
Me all of these things. You just crushed my world.
Wait, did you actually say this to her?
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
Like, I told you so many times na how much you mean to me and that this concert meant so much. And then you just disregarded that and then nonchalantly, na parang we can't even have this discussion na there's another guy in your life. Wala.
You told this to her? I'm so proud of you for saying all of that to her.
Yeah, I did.
Very good. Then you did your part. Now you can ask for your money back. Because I was just thinking na parang if you never had that conversation, then it would be awkward and parang penge soli pera. But when you said that, I feel like it really, at least you made it very clear na, you know what?
What was your answer though?
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What did she say when you said that?
Wala. Na parang acknowledgement lang. And it's been like this for a month.
So is the problem that you wanted is the problem that you want you were looking forward to watching Taylor Swift, but then you don't want to watch it with her anymore because she has a boyfriend? Is that the problem?
Yeah, that is the problem. I think if you reduce it.
Why not gumawa ng fake ID?
Labo.
Sa recto.
Aray ko. Hindi ata. San, wait lang. Europe ba yung concert? Di ata accept
Europe.
Europe yung
kaya
recto.
Kaya sa Europe yun. They don't care.
Recto, I
think. Ano mo lang. Get a wig. Get a fake ID. Go to the gig. And then,
but the tickets are with her. Well, anyway, in her name. I feel like the Taylor Swift security is like wild. Anyway, ako ang serious answer ko would be I don't think it's worth it to watch Taylor Swift beside this girl who, so I mean, she I think she played you.
I'm on the
That's our cue.
We'll extend a bit. I'm
hinahanap daw yung credit card upon claiming.
Oh. And then, I'm against this. Actually, ako ang point ko is like, for me, hey, you can say, hey, I still want to watch. Can you pay me back? Go there, enjoy the show.
With her, I mean, she's still your friend, right?
I mean, don't mind her.
Guys, papaano, yeah.
Just enjoy. For me, parang, she already made you feel like that. And then, nanahawin pa niya yung experience mo na nakanood ng TS. But
you're gonna spend so much going to Europe.
I was already going to for her.
Then find someone to date there. Go on apps there. Parang, ang point ko is like, sabihan mo si girl, like, hey, bayaran mo ako nito kasi meron akong gustong dalhin doon. Oh, parang ganun. Parang ganun. Hey, meron akong gustong i-date.
Hindi nga pwede kasi nga nasa pangalan ng babae.
Sabihin mo, gawin mo ang paraan.
Sa bagay, magpakita siya.
Pakita ka, sama ko yung date ko, sumama ka, pakita mo yung ID.
Oo nga, claim mo. That's the least you can do.
Oh.
Is that bad?
I don't know. It's an idea.
I feel like pwede naman.
You can, oh.
Sabi mo sa kanya, sabi mo sa boy, congrats sa boyfriend mo. Sabi mo, bilis yung tickets.
Oh, sabi mo, yeah. Or do you want your, sabi mo, either your boyfriend buys these tickets. And this is it. Sorry. I really want to watch.
Yes.
So punta ka.
But I don't want to watch with you. But I don't think that's legit.
Dadaling ko yung, no, but it's weird if we watch it together. So can you come just so that I can claim the tickets and I'll bring my date?
I have to find the date.
Madali lang yun.
Or ibenta mo.
Or. Pero madali lang yun. Kasi.
Scalp it.
Ngayon pa lang, you could, like.
Anyone outside the stadium would want to get that ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like.
Yes. Or go 5 days before the concert. Tinder the hell out of it. Like, hey, a girl broke my heart at a TS thing. That's your status. I'm sure. They'll be like, hey, I'd like to go with you. Tas dalin mo sa Big Fuzz.
We're gonna have to process this heartbreak, and I hope that ano ba?
Oh, nga. Well, pag-usapan natin sa Fuzz. Kasi so
thank
you. Thanks, Caravan. Ang dami pa palang question. Sorry guys, gotta bring the kids to Putty Rock Studio, but this was so fun. Thanks, Caravan, for being our... Is that our first official pod radio caller?
This was, might be. Might be.
I think
might
so.
Be.
Kasi,
they're usually quiet.
Laging ano we've done live Maribags, pero ito yung first na...
Pod radio!
Pod radio. So see, guys, if you... for the next pod radio, you could easily just
raise your hand,
unmute, ask a question.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Godspeed, Caravan.
Caravan,
and we
you
shall
can
see
do this.
You, Fuzz. We shall fuzz soon.
And enjoy Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Deserve.
New album.
Yes.
To all the pod kids, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes. Caravan, you will not be tortured.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.